Hello and welcome to Fake Radio Daily. This is the show that brings you the news from the fictional world while Geek Radio Daily is on vacation. I'm the person bringing you the show to you today. I'm podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Insanity runs in my family. Practically gallops.
On this day in fictional history, nothing, absolutely nothing happened in anything. So if you're creating something, use this day to make something happen. Or wallow in the void of nothingness while eating cookies. Birthdays. 2239, Nyota Uhura is born from Star Trek, the motion picture.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
Everyone gathers to ring in the new year at Doug's place, which means this could be a setup for a diehard style affair. Jennifer attends the party with Dr. Henry Shaw, which means he's going to get a fun little plot twist next week. Eric consults Justin about suing for custody of Holly. He has proof that Holly has been shown bootleg Paw Patrol episodes. Face from the past makes a shocking appearance. The long-awaited return of Jack Devereaux! I told you! What? You owe me $5! Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
To Destiny comes a new podcast. Three guardians who will guide you to glory, honor, and... Yeah, nah. Not that kind of podcast. This is Happy Hour from the Tower. I'm T.
I'm Nick.
I'm Brandon.
And we're going to talk about all things Destiny. Why we play.
Why we love punching aliens in the face.
And why my dad sucks at the Crucible.
Here we go.
A podcast for players of all levels. Find Happy Hour from the Tower on iTunes, Stitcher, or at happyhourfromthetower.com. Eyes up, Guardian. Time to give up the ghost. It's Happy Hour from the Tower. First round's on us.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Fake news! Taking a look at the weekly world news from a certain point of view. Richard Branson is planning to take a journey to the center of the Earth. Sir Richard Branson is to launch journeys to the center of the Earth through Virgin Volcanic, the website virginvolcano.com claims, in one of two teasingly timed announcements. The announcement is no doubt inspired by Hollywood director James Cameron making history's first solo trip by submarine to the deepest point of the world's oceans, the Marianas Trench in the Pacific, which was an exploit that Branson, known for his pursuit of ballooning and sailing records, had his eye on as well. Well, Cameron will eat his heart out after hearing that Branson will take popular singer Adele in a special capsule down into a volcano from there to the molten center of the planet. At the same time as the relatively volcanic announcement, Branson also unveiled an even more crackpot plan on his blog for a Virgin-branded time machine. We've had a slightly frightening breakthrough with a time machine. I found that we can now go backwards in time, but not forwards, he wrote. Underneath a picture of him dressed in a white coat inside a cubicle-style machine labeled Virgin Time Travel, he added, "This could be one of the greatest breakthroughs Virgin have ever worked on. Even more exciting than Virgin Galactic or Virgin Oceanic. As awesome as time travel sounds, I believe only going backwards is troubling, because technically to return to present time would be traveling forward, which is impossible. So, good luck with that." NASA revealed last week that in 1976 they found life on Mars. They brought them home via the Viking Mars robot, but accidentally boiled them alive. NASA found the Martians, less than an inch tall, and brought them back to Earth. But one NASA scientist mistook the Martians for sugar cubes and put them in his coffee. The 40-year-old news was finally revealed by a retired NASA scientist who wishes to remain anonymous. He said that he couldn't die without revealing that life was found on Mars and that he accidentally eradicated them. "I feel terrible," the scientist told Weekly World News. "It would have made my career. Instead of I'm a laughing stock of NASA." Biologist Todd Markham of the University of Southern California told Weekly World News, "I was 99% sure there was life up there, and this proves I'm right." Dr. Markham wants NASA to send a craft back to Mars to gather even more Martians. In unrelated news, NASA's also looking to replace sugar cubes with packets of stevia in all labs. And finally, is there anything a woman won't do for beauty? Hardly anything if history is taken into account. Some things may seem weird, but how different is that from using hot wax to remove hair or bleach to strip color from said hair? Here's some of the bizarre and sometimes deadly beauty secrets of women from ancient times to the recent past. Lovely ladies of the Middle East used to grind up lead, which causes metal poisoning, and apply it to their lashes, eyebrows, and eyelids. Face painting with white lead powder was also popular in Elizabethan times. The beauty secret caused the premature demise of a number of 16th century lovelies. Women in Edwardian England would gladly swallow a slimy tapeworm to keep themselves slim and trim. The parasite would digest most of the food the women ate at the expense of their health. In ancient Babylonia, unwanted facial hair was sanded off with a rough pumice stone. Eating arsenic was another way to achieve beauty by English women. The deadly poison used in the 19th century gave the skin an interesting glow while shortening their lifespan. Beautiful blonde highlights in the hair were achieved by Venetian ladies who poured lion urine on their tresses before sitting out in the sun. Early Japanese geishas and kabuki actors used nightingale droppings to remove the thick makeup from their faces. Kabuki actors generally were men, so fellas, take note. Roman ladies rubbed down seaweed on their faces as rouge, which did them no harm. But the white powder made from lead they rubbed on their faces gave them a slow death by lead poisoning, as surely as it delighted their admirers. Italian ladies of the past used to apply deadly nightshade to enhance their eyes. The poison dilates the pupils and makes people's peepers look enormous and glowing. In England, great beauties of the time owed the rich red color of their lips to bugs. The squashed remains of insects were rubbed on the mouth for a ruby red luster. And finally, crocodile dung made into a paste with donkey's milk kept Cleopatra's skin looking lovely in the Egyptian heat. She used it as a face mask when Caesar wasn't around. No word yet on whether you can pick up lead face masks or crocodile dung at your local Sephora, but somehow we doubt it. Although I'm sure Gwyneth Paltrow sells many of these items on the Goop, but we here at Fake Radio Daily encourage you not to put lead on your face, people. No matter how much it makes you glow. However, orange highlighters are still an excellent source of vitamin C. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States license. Come check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit up our website at geekradiodaily.com. Don't forget to check us out on Patreon to keep us off the streets and in bars where we belong. Another fantastic place to check us out is on youtube.com/geekradiodaily. Did I change up the order? Yes, I did. You can also send us a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. We love to hear from you guys. Or if you want to hear your voice on the show, give us a call at
510-GRD-CREW. That's 510-GRD-CREW.
We hope you had a good holiday a few days ago and look forward to the upcoming new year, even if the Gutans are coming for us.
You're weird.
Hells yeah, I am.